Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring day sort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I don't really want to make a lot of excuses for these coaches, but I do think that the play calling was affected by losing Reed and Chandler on the left side of your line.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I'm not a Satterfield apologist. That's not been my brand on this show.
And James Strebel.
Dan, I actually have man boobs.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
It used to stink. It stunk for a long, long time. And you don't change a school from being a basketball school to a football school in 2 years, especially when you've never won anything. I mean, how can this be a football school when you've never won your division, the division in your conference?
Oh, man, Jack. Nice to cut that sound on a Wednesday just from Dan Issel.
He had more, too.
Oh, I know he did. Did you ever think you're in college, you're doing your thing at IU, you'd be cutting sound of your boy Dan Issel going at Mark Stoops on just like a random Wednesday?
I never thought that would happen.
Yeah, like a Wednesday at like 10:45.
Yep.
Just like a normal and 7:45 his time. How about that?
Yeah.
All right, let's go. It's a Wednesday. It's a hump day. You know, these Wednesday shows usually go a little sideways here on The Take. It's ESPN 680, 105.7, ESPNLouisville.com, the ESPN Louisville app. Andy Sweeney, that's me. James Strebel will be alongside in the next 10 to 15 minutes or so. I think Jackie's going to be making a stop for some BLs for himself.
Oh, so it's going to be a good show today.
I left it up to Big Guy. How about that? It's his decision, so we shall see. And Jack Grossman back.
Hello,
at the
ladies.
Liquor Barn Studios. Jack, your boy, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Andy.
How you feeling?
Well, I didn't kick a trash can today, so that's always a plus.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Well, it's not good for content, but it's always a plus.
It's good for me.
So,
yeah.
yes, but it's good for you and everything else. So, Jack, no longer kicking trash cans. Blanken Baker back at work.
Blanken Daddy's back.
Blanken Daddy. By the way, we need to get a mix of that. Like,
yes.
All of us just saying Blanken Daddy. I said it twice there, 304, three times. Blanken Daddy is back. How about that? So congratulations to him. Did not see him today, but definitely heard him. On with Double D. Okay, so there are a number of things. Pat 40 Sports Illustrated will join us. Strebel here in the next 15 minutes. There's a number of things that I want to get to today, and I always tell you that at the very beginning. We have several stories that have piqued my interest. Now, it is middle of the week, and right now we have Louisville, South Florida, and me and Jack reached out to like three dudes, and we can't get like the Spalding, help us. We can't get like the Rivals guy on for like South Florida. Like, I just want 7 minutes to know about Jeff Scott. That's it. I don't plan on learning anyone's name for the game on Saturday at noon, in which apparently no one's going to be at our tailgate for. I mean, Jack, I think we need to throw a party there. We'll be the only ones. We're going to be the only ones there if we go anyway. So I want to get into that. I want to get into some college football playoff stuff that Greg Sankey said yesterday. But can I just take a second? And I know here, I know the texts are going to be coming in. Strebel, I know you at least smile at this. You guys had to laugh. Jack, you had to laugh when you saw last night it unveiled the first month of next year Kentucky football schedule. I mean, come on. That's funny, is it not?
Absolutely.
Thank you. I mean, it's not the thing I really wanted to lead with, but I'm sitting here getting ready, Mobile Liquor Barn Studios, ready to go here on The Take on this Wednesday. And, you know, it's like one of those things that I just wanted to hit on kind of for a couple minutes, just quickly for a minute in this first segment, probably the back end of the segment. And so I just brought it up on FB schedules, okay? You know, you type it in, you little Google action, UK football schedule 2023, there you go. And it opens Ball State, Eastern Kentucky, Akron at Vanderbilt. Come on.
It's so on brand, man. It's so incredibly on brand.
Like, that's great, is it not?
Yep.
That's funny. Is that not funny? If we can't laugh at that, what are we doing as a football community? I love it. Mark Stoops is like, you know what? You want me to go all in? I'll go all in again. I'll take a mortgage out. I'll go all in even more. Put my watch in the middle, okay? The pot. Oh, that's fantastic. Had to bring that up. So we'll do that 4 o'clock. Okay. So, Jack, a couple things I wanted to get to. In the 5 o'clock hour, we'll get to this Texas spending party. I don't know if you saw how many hundreds of thousands of dollars they spent on, like, 2 days for Arch Manning and a bunch of recruits to come in town and their families for official visits. So I want to get into that as well. Strieble has a weird Wednesday at 4:40. And we have to unblock Ents in 1 minute. So do I do that? Do I do that? We need to talk about this.
Yeah.
24 hours ago, I blocked Ents. I'll wait till Strieble gets here, and we'll see if we block Ents. So I wanted to ask Big Guy. He's on his way over. And I wanted to ask a couple different questions. And then I might say something here that you just disagree with, especially if you're a Kentucky fan. Right now, we talked about it, Jack, for about a minute yesterday. We brought it up in passing. I forget exactly what it was, but we brought it up in passing. How the analysis, and I think it was some of the offensive line stuff for Kentucky. It was in our discussion of, do you care about that this stuff happened seemingly with C-Rod and Jordan Wright? Do you guys care at all about any of the NCAA stuff, the way it was reported, the quietness around it, the secrecy, the suspension itself, and, you know, the effect on the team? And we had that discussion yesterday. And I think from that discussion brought out something I wanted to bring up earlier in the show today. And that is, what would be the conversation around Kentucky football right now if this baby were a 12-team playoff? Now you may say, Andy, why even bring this up? Well, the reason why is Chris Lowe of ESPN, who is the SEC guy, obviously, talk to Greg Sankey. Jack, I don't know. Have you seen any of this? This wasn't online until 8, 9 o'clock last night. Have you seen any of this?
Probably not.
Just not a little bit.
Yeah.
And Greg Sankey said, quote, about the college football playoff, quote, my view is, how do you bring more people into November, including our league? Our league would be fine, even at 16 teams. With the 4-team playoff at 14, we've taken half the field a couple times. Nobody else has done that. When we go to 16 and add Texas and Oklahoma, we're not going to have less opportunities. We're going to have more. He says, Greg Sankey, but we've excluded the West Coast and everything west of the Rockies for all but 2 years. We want college football to be strong nationally. And I think that's the responsibility we all have. He says, I'm fine if we win the championship every year, but we have a responsibility to think about the game from a bigger picture. I want to win, and I'm not going to apologize for that, but I'm also going to challenge myself and us collectively to think about the big picture. He talked about how much he likes 12 teams, the support it has. He says, quote, and this is the better stuff from Sankey, all of a sudden things change magically. I do think it's doable, but people have to come to the table. He talked about it through 2019. He says, I guess motivation changed over this summer. And so, Jack, they've talked about this, and he has a couple quotes where he's a little snippy, is Greg Sankey, and I think there's a number of things, and I'll get to how it ties to Kentucky. I think there's a number of things with Greg Sankey. And I think the number one thing is he's making his pitch talking about the West Coast because he wants to be the commissioner of college football. I think that is what's going, talking about what's best for college football. And I don't know if he is sincere or not. He may be. I still roll my eyes. But the thing, two questions. How would Kentucky football be covered if it were already a 12-team playoff this year? Would you care a little bit more about the mistakes? Because let's be honest, you're fired up if you can go to the Sugar Bowl, but for the most part, that's what you're playing for. The very top, that's if everything goes your way and you do your job, is about the Sugar Bowl, which is fantastic, which would be a great thing for the Kentucky football program. Do not get me wrong. But you know, it's not like college basketball where John Calipari is playing for SEC and NCAA titles. That's not the case in football. You're not playing for an SEC title. You're not playing for the college football playoff. You go to 12 teams, we're talking about it. You go to 12 teams, most teams that are like 9-3, we're talking about them. 10-2, we're talking about you. And so how would that affect everything? I think to me, that's interesting. And secondly, and this is where I want to ask a question, but I also want to say something that I do believe. I don't think I'm wrong, but Jack, I want your thoughts on it. Do Kentucky fans feel, because Greg Sankey's like, yo, let's go to 12 now. Like, this dude's been pushing it. And now, and I couldn't find the quote on the fly here, I mean, basically saying we had over a year where we could have been further on all these issues, except we're just sitting here and we have the same issues that we had 15 months ago. Why? Are Kentucky fans, do they feel like they're like a year or two off? Like, in other words, if you feel, and I think the majority of Kentucky fans, Jack, feel that this team is better than last year's, right? That this could be the best team that Mark Stoops has had. Yes, they don't have, there are positions, offensive line being one of them, where they're not as good as other teams. He has had, Stoops has had, what, 7-8 better maybe offensive lines, 5-6 better offensive lines at Kentucky than perhaps this one. But because of some of the sexiness around the offense, and because the defense, especially if Northern Illinois comes out and plays a backup quarterback, okay, if they come out and play a backup quarterback on Saturday at Kroger Field, then those numbers are going to continue to rise. You have Will Levis, you have young receivers. I ask because I'm, of course, not sold that it's just going to be reload, but do you feel like you're a year off? Because I think Kentucky next year, with all the young players, Jack, that they're going to have, that they're playing right now, and they played last year, they're going to have next year, but are they going to have the quarterback? And the problem with your schedule in 2023 is, like, dude, it's just rough. Like, you get those four bum games, and then you go Florida at Georgia, Missouri, Tennessee at Mississippi State, Alabama at South Carolina, at Louisville. And that'll be Louisville with Jeff Brohm, right?
Or the Syracuse OC.
Well, because here's the thing. If I'm a Kentucky fan, you're like, damn, if this were in like 2 years, if we were off 2 years right now, we would have a quarterback, we'd have a top defense, right? I'm just saying, do you feel like you're a year off? And now I know Kentucky fans are like, Sweeney's predictable, he's being negative. Okay, I'll flip it this way. I don't think that's necessarily the case. And this is where I'll say something that might be a little controversial. I like Will Levis. I do. Right now, with what I have seen last year, what I've seen through three games, I want to be clear, there are two different discussions here. Where he gets drafted and what the NFL may think of him has nothing to do with what I'm about to say. Will Levis is probably more replaceable, Jack, than we have let on, probably through the offseason and through the first 3 weeks. Is that fair? That's what I'm asking. Because I think he's a very good player. But he's not overly special right now in college.
Right.
Like, but that doesn't mean that he won't be the eighth pick in the draft. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Those are two
different
things.
Like, he's not a Heisman candidate.
Yeah, he's not a Heisman candidate. I mean, right now, he's going to have more touchdowns and interceptions, but he does not take care of the football.
But
he's a very good player, and for what Kentucky has had at quarterback, he is a through-the-roof player, and he can make plays that not many guys can make in college. He can make throws that Malik can't make. He can make throws that Jack and Connor Bazelak can't make. But he also doesn't take care of the football. His decision-making... ESPN has a piece up right now where Jordan Reed says, you know, if we thought this decision-making was going to get better, is this a college thing? Is this a, hey, going to have to get into the NFL, or is this who he is thing? People are trying to build that on Levis. Like, the reason we can give all these takes on Malik Cunningham is because we've seen him play for like 9 years. So I can remember the games he struggled with. But last year, Will Levis did enough with Wandell Robinson. They win 10 games, you're good to go. You win 10 games, you're good to go.
And I think that's kind of the big thing you bring up there a little bit ago, saying, yes, Levis isn't spectacular, but he's so much better than what UK's had at quarterback since really probably Andre Woodson, that just any level of competence and good quarterback play is just so above and beyond what we're used to seeing at Kentucky. To where, yes, I think it has been blown a little bit out of proportion how great he is. He's not a Heisman candidate. I'd certainly say he's not a top 10 draft pick right now watching him. The things that we said that he needed to get better at and expected him to get better at, namely number one on that list being taking better care of the football, he hasn't done.
No, interceptions. I think he's going to get drafted high. I think he's a tough SOB. I think he has the arm and everything else. I think he'll play in the league. I don't know if he'll start in the league. I think he could be a backup in the league. I think he's got a hell of a lot of things going for him. I think Kentucky should absolutely be thrilled that they got him.
Yes.
I think it should help them. I think it should raise their standards on who their quarterback is. And I think at some point he will be a landmark recruit / transfer for Mark Stoops and company. Because he got them out of the Amish offense phase, okay? They trusted him enough to have say in Scangarello taking the job. I want to be clear. The value that he has is great. I want to be clear on that. But I also think if Mark Stoops and company are going to recruit everywhere else, Jack, I mean, they have brought in skill guys that can play. The guys can play. And they can. Barry and Brown and Dane Key and some of those guys can play. They're always good, usually, at running back and offensive line. You have seen a turnstile of defensive guys come through here. Have you not, Jack? We kind of know. Okay, now they got to start looking like Will Levis. They ain't got to be the eighth pick in the draft or the top 25 pick or even a second-round pick. But they got to be damn good college players. And so I think for a long time, even me, because I've seen this, I've said, well, I mean, they got to win this year. And so it comes out that, you know, I mean, Greg Sankey's been trying to push for 12 teams. You start to think, damn, do Kentucky fans feel, because they never have a quarterback under Mark Stoops, that they finally have one, what's the confidence level that you're getting another one? Because, like, right now, I mean, come on, right now, I don't want to even get into that, but, I mean, right now, we know that the quarterback, I mean, for next year's team, might not even be on the team, which is totally fine, but you're not doing well in that position. So, I don't know. Do you feel like you're like a year or two off? Because, I mean, right now, I'll tell you what it should be. What week? We're like, what, a month away? Month and a half away from the first, I mean, what is it, week 6 or 7? We get the first college football playoff rankings?
It's usually like October 20th, something like that.
Yeah, so we're a month away. Yeah, I mean, we're a month away, probably a little bit less. Jack, on that show for ESPN, That should have been the show where they announced a 12-team playoff that day and had the specifics ready. Instead, they haven't started on anything. And Kentucky's sitting here having these all-time great teams that would absolutely have a chance to at least sneak in or have the conversation of sneaking in to the back end of the top 25. By the way, have you seen Jason Rowley's tweet?
Yeah, I saw a moment ago that Louis sent it to us.
Oh, did Louis send it to us?
Yep.
Is that who? I kind of want to wait for Strebel on this one, don't you?
Yep. He's asking if the sheriff is on the case. There's your hint, Strebel, if you're not listening to KSR.
There is your hint. It's a good one. So let's take a break. 4379-680. I just want to bring that up. Sometimes, you know, you got to have the right team. Like, that's what happened with Cincinnati. Wasn't it?
Yeah, they had the right team at the right time.
But here's the thing. They were respected. They had a good team. They had some flashy NFL guys. They had a coach that the big guys wanted, right?
Yeah.
They played on national TV and won, okay?
They won at Notre Dame.
And part of it's having the coach. Yeah, they won in Notre Dame, so they did their part as well. But they had things break their way so they could be number four. that's like things lined up for them. They didn't line up for U of L. With Teddy Bridgewater, right?
Right.
They didn't. They just didn't. And I just wondered those things. So we'll dive into that. What did Mike Gundy say about Bedlam? We can dive into that. I think Strebel's going to arrive. What do me and John Calipari have in common? We'll tell you next. Hanging on the Liquor Barn Studios on this Wednesday, it's The Take.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Vince, I know they're just polls, and you know media polls are what they are, but yesterday the team was picked to finish sixth in the division. Were you surprised? What was your initial reaction? What did you think about that?
And James Strebel.
We should have been picked first.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
On this Wednesday, big thank you to Jason and his team at Witch. It's a Witch Wednesday, bringing some lunch to the studios today. Carry out, curbside delivery, they got you covered. The two locations, Hurstbourne, the other, Brownsboro Crossing. Lunch, dinner, your next tailgate, watch parties, whatever it may be, it's Witch. They are fully staffed, open 7 days a week at both locations. Order online or on the Witch app. Witch Superior Sandwiches. Hit the sounder, Jack. Guys here.
I'm here. I feel like I'm getting ready to walk into a buzzsaw.
What do you mean a buzzsaw?
Like you guys alluded to the sheriff being on the case. There's a tweet from Jason Rowley. That's never a good
thing. It's never a good thing.
And, you know, Jason Rowley is like the Grim Reaper.
Oh, no. He is an angel of death.
He is the angel of death. Yes, he's the angel. So I just feel
he's
like
a Mangus lookalike. I don't know what's going on with that.
Mangus. So I just feel like I'm walking into a situation where some bad news is about to happen.
They're like the journalism version of the Bushwhackers.
Yeah.
Jack, you can look that up at some point.
That. Yeah. They actually kind of look like the Bushwhackers a little bit.
Jack starts to type in Bushwhackers, well, and after the first few letters, it autofills.
Yeah, he's like, Diener's looking at the computer. What's going on here? Does it have a timestamp? Who's looking at this?
Yeah, Diener's the IT guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Diener's the IT guy looking over Jack's shoulder.
Yeah.
We did have an engineer. Jack, you'll remember this, and I won't say who it was, but we did have it one time. Someone had on one of the 93.9 computers – installed a bunch of games.
Oh, yeah, Disney games.
Yeah, a bunch
I remember that.
Like,
yeah.
Who's playing the Disney games? Like, huh?
Yeah, it was like those like Disney app games or whatever. And
whatever.
I looked at Rummage because he's a Disney man. So
it's not. He's going back next. He's leaving on Saturday.
No. The third or fourth trip.
Like, it's like one of those things where I give him credit. It's like I can't even say enough to him. It's what he likes to do.
It is. No, I'm not going to say anything to him if he's got the money to do it, because it's like it's $109 per ticket.
Why are you so worried about that?
Because I don't have that kind of money.
Yeah, but he's probably got the season
pass. I'm
glad
he does. That's awesome.
Who
cares? If I was able to afford it, Rummage, I'd be there with you, buddy.
What are you doing right now? You would not go. You wouldn't go.
I would
five times a year to Disney with Steve Rummage.
Not with Rummage, like personally, like with Rummage. But I'm just saying, I'd go to Disney. My wife and my kids love Disney.
Well, just go. Just man up. I don't know what to tell you.
Man up. I've got two jobs. She's got two jobs. What are we supposed to do?
Man up. I don't know what to tell you.
This has nothing to do with manhood. It has the bank accounts.
Why don't you suck it up?
Right.
Why don't you work harder?
Yeah, work harder.
Why don't you pull yourself up with the bootstraps?
The bootstraps.
Right?
Yeah.
Did Nana ever tell you that, Jack?
Bootstraps, Jack?
Not that one, no.
No, not that one. Jason Riley, a couple minutes ago.
Okay, here we go.
I'm interested. What do you think Strebel's reaction here is, Jack? I'm trying to gauge this.
I don't know, man.
Five UK football players.
Of course, here we go.
Five UK football players sue over false and slanderous charges. Current and former UK football players filed suit today against a Lexington cop who initiated false charges to frame and deframe them after the Alpha Sigma Phi fraternity members subjected them to, to racial story to come.
Oh, boy.
Lexington police officer and U of L graduate
Corey
Vinlove is accused of making false charges without probable cause following the attack by Alpha Sigma Phi fraternity members, leading to a torrent of social media and other public abuse against the football players.
Oh, man.
They said, quote, Vinlove fabricated evidence in a sworn affidavit, ignored evidence, exculpating the players. I'm sorry, I'm doing this on the fly.
Yeah.
I apologize, and testified falsely to intentionally mislead the judicial system. The Lexington PD later issued a nationwide press release including the fabricated allegations against the teammates.
Oh boy.
Strebel's uncomfortable. What are we all thinking here, Jack?
I think if Vito Tisdale may be getting paid by the city of Lexington and others.
That
doesn't look good.
Man.
That does not look good for Lexington PD if this lawsuit goes through.
That's not what you think.
Well, we think. I know.
Say it. Do you want me to say it?
Is the sheriff going to be asked?
Does Blanka Baker come up?
Yes. Is he going to get subpoenaed? Is he going to, like, will he have to testify? I don't know, Andy. He had a lot of information. I don't think so. So it says social media? I'm worried now. I'm worried about playing.
So I should delete the medley from last year.
Oh.
They subpoenaed the mixtape.
They play in court.
They subpoenaed the mixtape.
They hear us in the background.
Oh, man.
That's a haymaker,
like somewhere, somewhere Jack wedged in between two blank clips will just be 90 seconds of Strebel crushing Jack Harlow.
And in vetoes?
Yeah, there'll be a judge that has to listen to Strebel going,
Dan is so with a hot take on evolution.
A judge will find out that we get paid for this.
Yeah.
Not a lot, but we get paid.
And then we'll hear about how Louisville's winning 9 games.
Yeah. The Louisville's basketball team's going to go.
Blaine takes the witness stand. I'm reporting live outside.
Yeah. You know, Jared West is going to be pretty good.
The Diener shows there.
Yeah.
We're under the mobile Carlin roof at City Hall.
At City Hall, Lexington. Judge so-and-so is presiding today. Mark Blankenbaker will be on the stand.
Judge will be the biggest UK fan.
Oh, yeah.
And club season ticket since 1963, Jack.
It's just side-eyeing Blankenbaker the whole time.
Texas says play the medley right now. The problem is they're like 7 minutes.
They're long, man.
They're
yeah.
like 7 minutes.
Yeah, that's a long one.
That's a long one.
Of course it is.
That one's one of my best works, though. I would say.
It was. It was amazing. I didn't know that there were false allegations. This is like new information. I know, like we talked about it yesterday. We talked about UK football in the offseason. The charges were dropped. The guys were let
I know.
Go.
And listen, I was wrong on Vito Tisdale. I've bent the knee. Texters come at me. That's fine. I was wrong. I put on Twitter that I was wrong.
Yeah, you did.
By the way,
yeah.
Do I unblock?
Ince.
Do I unblock Ince?
Yeah. Is he texting us?
I don't know, man.
Was it a peaceful?
I mean.
Was it?
Yeah.
It was a peaceful existence without in social media.
Yeah.
Well, I can see that. No offense.
I kind of might need a little bit more time to think about it.
Another 24 hours.
Maybe another 24 hours to think about it.
3:08 tomorrow.
Maybe 3:08 tomorrow. Yeah, then we'll I don't know.
It. Yeah, I can see that.
Revisit it.
That's a haymaker, man. I mean, of course my mind went to Blankenbaker, obviously, but I didn't know how much to tiptoe around that.
Well, that's what you usually do.
Yeah,
you're known for your subtlety.
Yeah.
That's one of the great things about you, Streeple. You're so subtle.
Yeah,
in all of your happenings,
well,
you're so subtle.
It's just that cannot happen. It can't happen. But there was a lot of. I mean, are they going to bring up like social media allegations? I don't know. Maybe we need to have Jason Riley on. You think he can explain to us some more as a special guest caller, Jason Riley?
I think he listens to the show.
I think he does. Yeah. I think he does. We can slide into his DMs. We follow each other. Maybe, hey, Jason.
By the way, I slid into the DMs. Here's how sad this is. Of the Rivals guy for USF.
Really?
Didn't even hit me back.
Oh, man.
That's
the bottom.
I mean, no offense. That is me whoring myself out.
To the Bulls.
To the Bulls.
The South Florida Bulls. Hey, you want to come on a few minutes, talk a little Malik Cunningham,
Hey, Jack, I got up early and milked your cow. We don't have a cow. We have a bull.
I need to go brush my teeth.
He's got no idea.
He has no idea.
No, I don't want him to. No. Kingpin, you need to watch that.
Okay.
You might find that funny.
You need to revisit the movie list, and Kingpin is the first on your list. Absolutely.
Oh, man. Do you have any thought about the Kentucky stuff I talked about in segment one?
It was a good conversation, but I think you're right on Will Levis, that he may be more replaceable, not because he's not a good player, but what he does, while it's very, very good, is not special good.
You could get somebody who has less arm strength, but
makes less mistakes.
But makes less mistakes. Or somebody that they would have run the football more.
And I think this team is set up for next season even more so because of, like you were mentioning, all the defensive players coming back. All of that offensive line will be coming back. We'll have another year under their belt. You'll have a healthy running back core. You'll have those receivers are all coming back. I mean, you could have a damn good football team, but unlike this year, we're going to have the quarterback question. Now, I don't know if I could trust Stoops enough to say for certain that he will go in the transfer portal and get somebody, because Will Levis was very much – people forget this.
Oh, he was a running quarterback,
He was a Liam Cohen guy. Like, Liam Cohen knew him from Connecticut.
Oh, Scangarello's going to be around. Don't you feel like he's going to be around for a few years?
I don't think he's going to be a one-and-done the way Cohen was.
No.
I don't think he has the ties to the NFL.
Well, he's not young enough.
He's not young enough. He doesn't have the ties.
He doesn't wear tapered pants.
No, he does. Like, Cohen had that direct path to the Rams. Like,
does Scangarello own any tapered pants? Jack, can you put that up at ESPN 680?
Yeah, that's a good question. No, he doesn't. I think when he goes out to eat to Ruby's, he's wearing sweatpants.
I don't think he goes to Ruby's.
You don't think he's been there with Stoops, Marrow?
I mean, I'm sure he has, but Scangarello, he's...
He's football.
I mean, he's meat, potatoes,
yeah.
Film.
Yeah, exactly. Burger and fries.
Can't tell if he used to be a smoker or not. He kind of has a look like he might have been.
But the voice isn't gravelly enough for me. He's got a very smooth, young voice. So I don't think he's a smoker, but I can see him cheeseburger, french fries, order takeout from the Chinese restaurant down the street because I got to break down a film on Northern Illinois. So that, you know, I see that, but I think he can get a quarterback, but Liam Cohen like honed in on Will Levis early on. He knew about him and how Penn State was misusing him as a quarterback. So that's the one question I have. Can Stoops pull a rabbit out of the hat again in regards to a transfer quarterback?
So here's,
it's not on the team right now.
Okay, but this is where I disagree with you. My point is, okay, then if you feel that way, Strebel, for him to get a quarterback, he's going to have to do a magic trick. Okay, and that means, hang on, history. I'm with you.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about the future.
Right.
You don't feel that way with any other position. Because he didn't used to get wide receivers, and now he's getting wide receivers.
The only reason I'm saying that is because he has wide receivers now. He doesn't have to go out and get them. Like, they're already on. Dinky, Barron Brown.
Understand, which should make it easier to get a quarterback.
Yeah,
but you believe that Will Levis then is a once in a 5 or 6, 7 year guy, then you're like a year or two off from being in the college football playoff discussion. Like, for us to be, like, for that to be, for your analysis to be totally different on Kentucky football when you feel like you have a chance, when they are missing blocks, when they cannot run the football, we talk about that differently. Because on Monday, that show reminded me of some of the performances that U of L had with Lamar Jackson.
Oh, sure.
And me and Locke were like, what's happening here?
Yeah.
Why is it one man and then everyone else is missing tackles and dropping passes?
Like, they're winning.
And they're winning
of Lamar Jackson.
But it's like, guys, you got to play better. And then the end of the year happened.
Right.
For Kentucky, I think it would be the middle of the year. And then the back end of the year, they would, well, I would say they rebound, but they have Georgia, so they'll lose the second to last game of the season.
But
you understand what I'm saying. I mean, Mark Stoops, the expectation for me is not to be back at Bo Allen level.
No.
It's to be, and I know, again, Will Levis is an interesting creature because he was nothing at Penn State but a backup, a disappointing backup who ran the football. And then he went through this transformation, and Liam Cohen gets some credit, but it was a QB guru that Bruce Feldman of The Athletic wrote about. During COVID and stuff like that. And so he's this weird athletic freak that James Franklin and company, them and their Amish offense, that they whiffed on, that Kentucky got, that other schools whiffed on for him to maybe go to Kentucky.
Sure.
Then you have like Liam Cohen, you have this story, guy in Canada that's there.
Yeah.
And he also gets free reign a lot in the offense.
He does.
To figure things out because the expectation next, I mean, they're playing a wide receiver at quarterback at Kentucky. They're running
before
the Wildcat and everything else. So it's he's not going to do that again. But what he is going to do is going to be a story. And since he recruits so many other positions well, it's time that changes here. It's time.
I'm with you.
It's time. You don't need the number one kid. You don't need what Tennessee's doing, perhaps.
Right.
Transfer portal, getting a kid here and developing him. To me, that would be the next thing. If that's the case, if he's going to do that, then you're not 2 years off. Then Stoops is going to continue. You got this young team over the next couple years, but I just found that to be interesting.
And I thought, you know, you did bring up the Lamar team. I think one of the main differences between that team and this team is like the defense looks to be elite. And Lamar Jackson never had an elite defense. I think the defense will be able to, as the year has gone on, they've done this already, put the offense in good situations. More often than not, they've done it. Like, they have a defense that's going to put them in better situations than Lamar Jackson ever had.
It was a unattractive job. It was like the business, and I know I will. There is one that comes to mind. I'm going to write it down.
Okay.
For Strebel.
Okay.
Because I love them. They're not partners with us.
But you know,
they're a Southern Indiana company.
Yeah, I'd like them too. Yes.
That hates money.
Yes, I agree with that. Yes,
and
they have
like,
so many
attractive
things.
You understand you could make a lot more money just by changing a few small things and it wouldn't be
selling out
or anything else.
Yeah.
And that's what the Kentucky quarterback position was. It's like, okay, you have this, I mean, usually way above average offensive line.
Yeah.
You have running backs that are, if not NFL caliber, really, really, really good college players. And when a quarterback arrives, the wide receivers follow. I mean, look at what Pierce Clarkson's even been trying to do, and Steve Clarkson at U of L. And I mean, so, and you have a defense, right?
And I'm sure Will Levis has something to do with
it. But the owners, Mark Stoops and Eddie Grant,
they didn't want to change.
They didn't want to go out and put some fresh paint on and and shave their legs and put a nice shirt on with Strebel.
Cologne.
Yeah.
You know, a little cologne here and there.
A little Axe body spray.
Absolutely. Some Axe.
Yeah. Jack, do you ever wear Axe?
When I was in, like, middle school, yeah.
I just feel like IU smells like Axe. Like, I feel like if I went through one of those hallways somewhere, that I would just smell that all up in my nostrils.
You think Scangarello wears Axe? Sweatpants and Axe?
He does wear sweats.
Yeah. What was the knockoff Axe? Remember, there's a knockoff Axe? I can't remember the name of it. But, no, I mean, it's not like it's like a prove it situation to me with the quarterback spot in Stoops. It's a prove it thing. It's like, you got one, go get another. Can you get another? Because they're not on the roster right now. Like, I don't, Kaya Sheridan and Deuce Hogan aren't the answer after Will Levis leaves. They had to prove to me that they can do it. And that's a tough job. I mean, they're essentially, Andy, going to have to go and look at backup quarterbacks in the Big Ten, in the SEC, to fill his spot. I mean, do you feel that way? It's not going to be starting quarterback, I don't think. They're going to look at, like, Will Levis was a backup. They're going to look at those situations.
Yeah, I disagree. No.
You don't think so?
No, I mean,
I just kind of feel that way.
No, I think they're going to have to go out there and get and do what John Calipari has done. When Reed Travis has been available, what other, you know, whatever you can think
Sestina?
Of.
Sestina? Yeah, Olivier Saar?
I mean, come on.
I'm kidding.
No, they're going to have to. I'm not saying they got lucky with Levis. They got fortunate with Levis. That's fine. Again, that's my
point. That's how you play the game.
That's
sometimes.
My point of, you feel like you wish, like, this were 2 years different again,
right,
where the playoff would be here, and Greg Sankey's been trying to do this for 15
He's
months.
Hustling.
And now they want to do it. And for the last 15 months, again, we should be like 3 weeks away from them being like, okay, we're going to announce this.
It would be great.
We should be 3 weeks away. We should be on countdown mode.
No, you're right.
For
they should do it on the first rankings that come out for the college football playoff, that would be awesome. It would be a landmark, hell of a moment, and it would be very exciting around here.
Was it Phoenix?
Phoenix.
Or was that the smell? Phil Baker said...
Oh, it was Phoenix, yes.
Was that Phoenix?
It was Phoenix, yes. Phil's right. Phoenix was the knockoff Axe, yes. It was like
Texas
$3
says, is Strebel thinking of Bod?
I remember Bod.
Texas says it's Bod.
Bod and Phoenix was good, too. Phoenix was what I was thinking about, but I remember Bod spray.
Texas says, Axe Touch is brand new in Lexington. Oh, yeah, by the way, speaking of Lexington, Jack has not mentioned this. Jack, I mean, you saw the big news. Madness. You saw that, right?
Yes, happening? I did.
Well, go ahead and, do you know, I'm quizzing you right now. Do you know what was announced last night?
For UK.
No, for IU.
Oh, for IU. Oh, yeah. It's the rapper.
G-Herbo.
Yes, G-Herbo's
G-Herbo.
Stain.
Is it
I've been
G-Herbo?
Told I've never heard of him, but I've been told he's a big deal, so I don't know.
So that's going to be a big deal.
Yes.
G-Herbo's
going to be
I got sent a message board post from Rab John saying that everyone's going nuts over it. I'm like, okay.
I mean, I've not heard of anybody
can I have you pause just how bad that sentence was?
Rab John's message
board. I got a link to a message to Rab John's on the message. What a great thing if you have no idea what that means.
Yeah. Yep.
Jeff Rabjohns has followed IU Athletics for at least 30 years.
Yes.
He's 24/7 arrivals.
24/7.
There you go.
Little Jeff Rabjohns.
Little Rabjohns on a Wednesday.
Yeah, a little message board for Rabjohns.
Yeah, little Peaks.
How about that?
Little Peaks. Didn't Peaks quit?
He retired.
He retired.
Yeah, no,
he did. Sir Rabjohns is.
He runs it.
Runs everything now.
Peaks retired?
Yeah,
like
a few months ago.
Peaks.com?
I'm pretty sure it is still Peaks.com.
It better be.
No, it better not be. They should change it.
No, it's got to always be Peaks.com.
No.
He's a legend. Peaks.
Peaks.
We talked about Peaks for a long time on this show.
Peaks. Jack, before we go to break here, do you want to play a couple blank sounds so Strebel can hear his voice?
Yeah,
Just a couple
also,
things.
Also, I did find the old medley. It's about 4.5 minutes long. You actually wanted it.
It's tempting.
Oh, man. It's only 4.5?
Yeah.
It's Temptation Island, Andy.
Oh, man.
4.5 minutes.
Oh, should we play to 450?
Yeah.
Sure.
Can you
Let's go.
Can you do this, Jack? Oh, we have a weird Wednesday. That's fine.
We do have a weird Wednesday.
Can we do
yeah.
this? Can you give us just the beginning?
Just a little taste.
Give us like the first like 20 seconds or something.
I
like
know
that.
A great deal about this.
And it had a sketchy decal on the door that said emergency response on it.
And I was like, no, that's not a police car. Something weird's going on.
The guy behind the wheel rolls down the window.
He looks at me and says, who are you? And I said, I'm the sheriff. Who are you?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
I'd known about this investigation for a while.
Oh, no.
Oh, geez.
Oh, what a tease. Oh, my God. I am teased.
I mean, the music, man. Just the,
I forgot about
the good, the bad, and the ugly music.
Texas says Andy and James, Matty Bangs, and Roush have already both said the UK has their transfer quarterback lined up for next year. Strebel's in some sort of battle with Roush, or you?
No,
I mean, you were.
I saw Roush. We're fine.
You were following him around like a puppy dog today. We'll get to that. I got several texts about you today.
I didn't do anything.
I'm just telling you. I got text.
I didn't tweet at Roush or with Roush or.
I'm just saying I got text.
Okay.
Multiple texts.
That's fine. I didn't do anything. I tweeted one time today. That's how many times I tweeted today. Once.
Texter says, boy, I'm not going to read that one. The knockoff axe is known as the Michael Jordan cologne. You watch your mouth.
Hey, listen.
He's the greatest ever.
Listen.
He's better than LeBron.
When I was a junior.
He never lost in the finals. How dare you? How dare you?
Junior ring dance, senior prom. Guess what I was wearing? Michael Jordan cologne, baby.
give me one Issel before we go to break here, Jack. Give me one from Dan Issel. Not the apology. We'll build up to that.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, we'll build up to that. Give me something else from the Luminary.
No, I've never done yoga.
Was she attractive, though?
Yeah, not bad.
That's Issel talking yoga. 4 o'clock hour, Pat 40, coming up next.